monster winter storm. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, impacting much of the northern half of the country.
This is a 2,000-mile-wide storm that could bring historic snow for portions of the upper Midwest.
Fox weather meteorologist Bridget Mahoney says more than 65 million Americans are under winter storm or blizzard warnings. A foot and a half of snow now forecast for Minneapolis. Fears of a new Cold War as Russia suspends its participation in the New START nuclear weapons treaty. President Vladimir Putin trying to blame the U.S. and Western allies for his invasion of Ukraine, but speaking in Poland,
President Biden says Putin's reasoning for war in Ukraine is dead wrong.
The West was not plotting to attack Russia, as Putin said today.
The president called the war a tragedy that need not have happened and that it could end with a single word. President Biden said continued conflict reveals a reality.
If Russia stopped invading Ukraine, it would end the war. If Ukraine stopped defending itself against Russia, it would be the end of Ukraine.
And that is why the U.S. and NATO are committed to preserving Ukraine's sovereignty.
Fox's Gernal Scott, the Biden administration also announcing plans to change asylum rules at the U.S. southern border, planning to reject applications from people who didn't apply for asylum at the first country they passed through after leaving their home country. After comparing gun ownership and mental health databases, the California Department of Justice has seized nearly two dozen guns and 35,000 rounds of ammunition from the home of a man who is forbidden to own weapons because of a mental health issue. Laguna Beach, California is banning balloons, not the Chinese spy kind, but those used at birthday and graduation parties, to eliminate what the city says is a major source of trash floating along their scenic seashores. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The EPA ordering the railroad responsible for the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, to pay for the entire cleanup.
After drinking the water straight from the tap alongside Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine, EPA Administrator Michael Regan warning Norfolk Southern it will pay for the mess that it created and the trauma inflicted on residents of East Palestine.
If the company fails to complete any action ordered by EPA, the agency will immediately step in, conduct the work ourselves, and then force Norfolk Southern to pay triple in cost accordance to the powers granted by my agency.
And the president weighing in on Twitter, blasting the rail companies for working to evade safety regulations and even accused the prior administration of wanting to dismantle the EPA.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty reports we can expect a rebuttal when former President Trump visits East Palestine later today. It's no mystery who shot and killed five people at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs last year, but what motivated the shooter remains unknown. That could change during a court hearing starting today. Prosecutors must lay out enough evidence to support their premise that it was a hate crime committed by 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich. Unlike other allegations, hate crimes charges require prosecutors to present evidence of a motive. Was it Satan? An Alabama church lady is headed to prison for breaking the Eighth Commandment.
A woman who worked for an Alabama church for 12 years has been sentenced to serve 5 years in prison for stealing from her place of employment. 53-year-old Sharon Collins was convicted of embezzling more than $200,000 from the First Baptist Church in Foley, where she had been the financial secretary, responsible for accounting systems, financial reports, and church-issued credit cards. Prosecutors say she used church funds for vacations, jewelry, and to finance a college degree. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.